could you, in your own words, just describe this community of Camellia, Georgia that you live in?
It is the highest point on the Southern Railroad between Atlanta and Washington, D.C., and it's a very lively community and a friendly community, and they're active in civic affairs.
Are there any things that it's noted for, especially?
Well, it's been noted for being the town of the Big Red Apple.
Is it an apple-growing section of the country?
Not as much now as it was 15 or 20 years ago.
What is the main means of employment for most of the people who live in this area?
We have several mills around here.
Are the farmers as great in number as they once were?
No, farming is not as big a...
When I was talking to you earlier about your spouse or your husband's ancestors, we talked about his grandparents, but I forgot to ask you about his parents. Where were his father and mother born?
They were born in Habersham County.
Both of them?
Yes.
Did they live in Habersham County all their life? Did
yes,
they ever move away?
No, they didn't. And they lived close together, and in fact they were kin people, and they were cousins, and back in those days they didn't have a way of going any distance, and lots of times cousins would intermarry, and they were cousins.
What did your husband's father do as a means of livelihood?
He was a merchant in Alto, Georgia.
And his wife?
She was a housewife. Raised a big family.
Do you know anything about their education?
No, I wouldn't know.
What was their religion then?
They were Baptists.
Mm-hmm. All right. And most of the people that they came in contact socially, how did they meet them?
At church affairs and at schools, functions.
When you say that his father was a merchant, what particular thing did he do?
Well, you mean in selling? What did he sell?
Did he have a store of his own?
Oh, yes, he had a store of his own and sold to farmers. And
what type of store?
A general merchandise store. And back in those days, he would furnish the farmers their fertilizer. And then in the fall, they would bring in their cotton and their produce and pay off for the fertilizer.
So it was just sort of a general merchandise store. He had all kinds of things.
Everything.
There. Was it the only store in the community?
Yes, it was. And people would come from several counties around to Alto.
Is this store still in existence today?
Yes, it is. My husband at one time owned it, and now my brother-in-law operates it. So I would say it has been in the family for about 70 years or longer.
And the family have lived in this same small town of Alto all these years.
That's right.
All right, this is the type of thing that we want to do, is just to sit together and talk about the past and reminisce, and I'm going to ask you some questions to elicit from you answers about things that happened long ago and maybe the ways that people pronounced and said things then. And I think we'll begin with a topic that's easy to get started on, the weather, because everybody knows something about the weather, and that'll get us off to a good start maybe.